All right, how's everybody doing? It's Healing Swole Tour. Doing another podcast. I'm a little late on this one. This has been kind of been a weird week. Been a weird couple of days, actually, for me and raiding and stuff. But everything's cool. No worries. So, the Double XP weekend, or week, I guess now. Everybody keeps calling it weekend, but it's the full week, is underway. I am currently, right now, as I speak, on my Wyatt Derp Merc Healer on the Jedi Covenant. I also transferred over my Sork Healer, who was my main prior to right up to 2.0, actually, and he's fairly geared. He's full Dreadforged. Needs a little bit more, but he can heal Nightmare stuff now if I get into a good group. But I wanted to bring him over because I think there's an opportunity to raid with him on this server, and it's the one healing class that I don't have, as of late at least, a lot of experience with. My Merc Healer and my Merc Healer, my Op Healer, and my Scoundrel Healer are all in Nightmare stuff. But my, for some reason, my Sork just kind of got left by the wayside. So I'm hoping to get him into a group. I have a friend who is on the JC who has a group that I guess needs healers. So I'm hoping to get in with that group once I get my schedules figured out. So that's cool. But it is Double XP week. It's a big week for the game. People always come back for some reason for this. They level alts and they go pretty hard with that. So it's like an easy way for people to come back to the game, which I think is great. So one of the things I've been meaning to do more of and things I've been meaning to talk more about is PvP. There's a lot of... It's really interesting for me. I do PvP, you know, some on different roles and different classes and different characters. I don't PvP anywhere near as much as I used to. So sometimes I kind of forget about it. I get so caught up in raiding and so caught up in other things in the game that I kind of forget about PvP. But if any of you who are on Twitter, anytime somebody tweets about PvP, anytime somebody says anything about PvP, even if it's just a question, the response is pretty significant. It's really interesting to me how big of a, I guess, community the PvP is for people. So it's something that I need to do way more of. So I'm going to start doing some of that stuff on the website for sure. You'll see more videos, more guides, more stuff, really. So I don't like the word guide because it's not really guides to PvP. I don't think. I mean, there's stuff you can offer. But before I do any of that stuff, I wanted to spend some time on a podcast to talk about PvP in general and stuff that I think are important for healers. I had forgotten that I went through on each of my healing classes, so on my Sork, Merc, and Operative, I went through and PvP'd for a while on each and got video on each because I wanted to do something that was useful to healers on PvP. And so I did that for a while and got a lot of video, and it was the reason why my video folder on my computer was constantly full. I just forgot about those videos, so I went back and looked at them. And I came up with a couple of things I already knew. Things I thought I knew, things that I do already when I PvP on my healers, but it was stuff that I hadn't really thought to really like write about or speak about. I just figured everybody knows it. But as I'm looking at those videos, I remembered on my website, healingswoltor.com, that somebody had Googled how to survive being focused as a healer on PvP. And somehow that took them to my site, which is cool. So I started thinking that is obviously the main challenge for me when you're PvP healing is to stay alive. I mean, it's easy to get heals off, but it's hard to stay alive sometimes. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that. I wanted to talk a little bit about survival, just survival when you're PvPing. Everything else is kind of what it is. Everything else can be done okay if you're a healer. Everything else is fine, but survival is the hardest thing. And I think it's important to remember that we're talking for PvP, we're talking about two different survival, I guess, scenarios. One is the preferred one, which is you go in with people who protect you. You go in with the tank. You go in with a pre-made group, so to speak, that will peel back and help you, that will peel back and offer you protection, that will taunt people off of you, that will do all the things that you do, you know, in an ideal world in PvP. When you're with that group, you are in a different world. It's a different PvPing experience for healers. And I think what happens a lot of times is the PvPers, the healers, a lot of healers at least, they level with friends, right? They level with guildies, with whatever. And they get protection, they get escort, so to speak, through. And it's a glorious time because you can get all your heals off. When my operative healer, my main operative healer, when I was leveling him a long, long time ago, I leveled almost exclusively with a guildie who was an assassin. A Sin tank. If you ever level in PvP with a Sin tank, you know it's a massively awesome experience. It's so much fun because they take so much damage. They can mitigate a lot of damage, and they're usually OP as Lobby. And so we would go four or five matches in a row without either one of us dying. And that's not, I'm not like exaggerating. Like we would, and I don't think that's rare. We would go the Lobi PvP healing and her tanking and just wouldn't die. We'd go matches and matches and matches, and then the person that was pocket healing basically would be like, you know, 40-0 and stuff. It was ridiculous. And then when we got to end game and that player stopped playing the game and just moved on and didn't like 55 PvP or didn't like 50 PvP at the time. And so stopped PvP. So then I just went only on my operative and realized that it's a whole different world when you're healing with no protection at all. So I'll talk about those two different survival scenarios and how different it is in case people don't know. So first we'll talk about a little bit about those who go in with the team. You go in with the squad, with the tank, it doesn't even have to be DPS really, just somebody that can help you, that can protect you, even another healer you can off heal from. The best class for that scenario is the Sorc. So if you have your options, right? This is only if you have options. If you have options for how you're going to level and how you're going to, PvP, what healing class you're going to take, I would suggest straight away that you take your Sorc if you have protection. You can take your Sorc without it. It's fine. It's just a lot more work. So if you have protection, the Sorc class and the Sage class is very, very powerful in PvP. With the AoE heal, the big cast, Innervate, which is amazing. Innervate's my favorite heal in the game. It's amazing. So if you have groups, if you have people that can protect you, people that can help you, take your Sorc class in. And then if whatever class you have, some things you can do to survive. First of all, obviously, let people know what's going on. So if you're in Mumble and you have a pre-made or whatever voice chat near your pre-made, if you're not, be sure to start typing stuff, because you can give away, you can waste time, you know, what you would think waste time to let people know what's going on. They'll pull back on you. The pugs won't do it. So if you have a pre-made, first thing you have to do is let them know what the hell is going on if you're taking damage. Also, don't go too far away from your tank. If you have an escort tank, stay near the tank, because then make sure they protect you. That damage thing is pretty legit. It's pretty awesome. The second thing is you're going to have to do a lot of fate casting. You can do this regardless, but that's one major tip is fate cast. So if you're on your Sorc, cast your short cast or cast something, you know, cast something if you want to get Innervate off and let them interrupt that and then go ahead and cast Innervate. Also, obviously, you have the polarity shift, I think it is, that where you can not be interrupted. But if you're going in with the pre-made, let them know what's going on. Do a lot of fake casting if you can, and don't get too aggressive. Like, don't get overly aggressive. Don't start running around everywhere thinking that you're fucking unstoppable because you have a protection. So just remember to stay with your group. Get off your heals, get off your cast, and if you have a Sorc, just spam your AoE heal. You can go hard on that, or a Sage, you can go nuts with that, and you'll be fine. The main thing, though, is just to stay with your group. It's really not much harder than that when you're in the pre-made. Just stay with your group, get your heals off, do damage when you can to get your medals, but stay with your group, and you'll be fine. It's an amazing experience to go and protect it and see how easy it is to get your heals off, see how much simpler it is to kind of do what you want to do without kind of worrying about things. The hard part about surviving when you're being focused is when you're on your no protection. And that's usually how I PvP. I can't remember the last time I went in with a group of people and got any protection. And honestly, when I'm on my operative, I actually take protection off because I'm nowhere near the tank. I just like use it on somebody who's next to you, dude. I know that there's benefits if you're far away, but it's a waste on me. So if you're going in alone and you don't have a lot of help and you know that the pugs aren't going to protect you, though some will, there are some things you can do to kind of force their hand. There's some things you can do to force your group's hand to help you without them really knowing it. The main thing to do, if you're being focused on, regardless of the class, this is true regardless of the class. Well, I'll get into some class specific stuff, but regardless of the class you're on, if you're being focused, the main thing you want to do is get off your island. Run to the group. If I'm on any of the maps and I'm kind of far away and somebody comes at me and starts focusing me down and I think I'm going to lose, or I'm thinking that person's going to kill me, or I think no one notices, I straight away run to wherever my group is fighting. I don't do anything different. I don't say anything. I just run to them. A lot of times, DPS and tanks will just notice somebody new and they'll start targeting them. It's really interesting. I don't know if it's some kind of psychological thing, but people will help you if you're just next to them. So if you're in a group and you're getting hit pretty hard and you need help, run to where their fighting is. Run to the door, run to wherever. A lot of variables can happen that'll help you. The one thing that won't happen is if you stand alone by yourself, you're guaranteed you're not getting any help, and you're guaranteed that person will not come off of you. If you run to a group of people, the possibility exists that you will get help, or that that person will be stunned somehow, that that person will get take some AoE damage, that the person will notice something else is going on and break off of you. So that's the straightaway thing to do. Once you do that, then get the hell out of there. Like, don't stay there, but give them a chance to do it. The next thing to do is really a simple concept, is use the area as your distraction. So on the Alderaan turrets, in the middle, right, in the middle, there's pillars. I always use the pillars to LOS people chasing me. I will literally run in circles around the pillar while I get off a self-heal. Whatever instant I have, depending on the class I'm in, any defensive stuff I have, if I'm waiting for defensive to come off cooldowns, especially if that's really close to happening. So use the area around you as a defensive area. Like, use it to dodge stuff. There's no shame in that. Do that straight away. Also, look on the maps for places to hide for when you get off of focus, right? So if you get people off of you and you die and you respawn, look for places to hide. If you're on the Hypergate, for instance, and you're in the middle, there's a big cube right in the middle. You can use that, put your back to it, and heal everybody that's coming into or around your area, the entrance. So if you're low on damage, forget about people that are past the midway point, essentially, for a little bit. You can heal, stand behind that cube, and just heal everybody around your area, and it'll take a while for them to find you. And then if they do find you, you're generally going to be near the range guys that stand there, so that'll help you with damage. If you're in the Void Star, Void Star is awesome because there's two pillars right in front of the doors. So if you're spawning to the right and you run to the right, or if you run to the left, doesn't really matter, there's pillars right there. The main thing to know is to remember is to stand on the opposite side of the pillar from when the defensive spawn point is. So if the defense, you know, they're spawning in the middle, obviously, and you're on the right side, you want to stand on the right side of those pillars. There's two of them. If you're on the left side, you want to stand on the left side of those pillars. They won't see you for a while, and if they do see you, you can use those to LOS again. So if you're a healer in Voidstar, you run to the group if you're taking damage, LOS them, run around in circles until you can get your health back up. If you're on the Sage or Sork, you got your self-heal. If you're on your Operative, you got tons of heals. If you're on your Merc or Mando, you have a shield you can do. You have a med pack you might be able to do. You have your instant heal, obviously, to build your stacks. You got a couple things you can do there to get your health back or to give your protection up if you have a cooldown coming. Run around those pillars. Once you die and you come back, stand to the left or the right of those pillars, depending on where you are, to get your heals off. It's very, very important. So that's just one thing. Those are some minor things you can do overall. Now, for classes, this is awesome. For your Operative, Air Scoundrel, you are awesome in PvP if you know what you're doing. You have so many cooldowns, so many defensive things you can do that it's really hard for them to kill you unless they all jump on you. So here's what you do. First thing you do is you calm down. Don't get too panicky because you have a lot of things you can do, but you don't want to waste them. So this is generally how I cycle through my cooldowns on my Operative and Scoundrel, if I can think too right now on top of my head. So as soon as somebody gets on me, straight away, if my health is high, I don't worry too much about it. If my health is high, I just hop myself up a couple of times. And I still get heals on the group. I hop myself off, get heals on the group, and I start running around because Scoundrel and Operative is a mobile class. So I start immediately going to my LOS trick. I immediately start running around pillars, running around stairs because my health is high, so I don't need to use anything just yet. If that person, and I run into the group, I do all the general tricks I'm telling you guys. Run to the group, run around pillars and stuff, you know, try to LOS them, keep heals going. That's another tip I forgot to mention. Keep heals going. Your group can't help you if they're not healed. So keep your hots going, keep your bubbles, keep your knockback heals, keep every heal you can get off while you're running. Keep doing that. So my Operative Scoundrel, if they come on me and my health is high, I hop myself up, right? Just hop myself up because that keeps tactical advantage and upper hand going. So I can use it on other people. I can use my that stuff on other people with that. That keeps heals on myself. And then I need to see how good this person is. If they're derpy and they know to focus healers, but they don't know how to do it, then I just, you know, then you're good. But don't waste anything just yet. So once you get low on health, once you get about midway, pop your shield, shield probe. That's what it's called, shield probe. Pop your little shield. It does pretty good damage. Keep heals on yourself the whole time. Very important. If you think you're going to take a little more damage, you think you're getting some problems, and nothing's working, then just stun them. Stun them straight away. So on my healer, on my Operative, I do debilitate, and on my Scoundrel, I do the nut kick thing, you know, that stops them for a second, and then stop and heal yourself. They're probably going to break that stun. If they break that stun and you're in trouble, then you hit them with the flashbang. Flashbang them straight away, and then they're screwed because they've wasted their stun. So then, now you're good. Then you start healing yourself again. Get yourself back up the best you can and start keep running. If they're still on you, right? If for some reason they're still on you, just start rolling away. Get separation between all of them. What you don't do to this point is you don't use your med pack, and you don't use your stealth. Save that stuff for later. So if by this point you've used your shield, you've stunned them, you've flashbanged them, you've kept heals on yourself, then start looking at your shield probe again. Look at the cooldown on that probe. It's a pretty short ticker. It's a pretty short cooldown. If it starts to come off again, wait before you do anything else and run around circles and stuff. Pop your shield probe. When all else fails, they're still on you, you're about to die, nobody's helping you, you've run to the middle of the group, you've done everything you're supposed to do, use your med pack and then stealth out. If you have to. I like to save stealth out because I don't like to give them satisfaction. But save your med pack and stealth for the last maneuver for that class, because the med pack will do pretty well. But if you use your med pack, and if your shield pearls off cooldown, and if your debilitator stuns off cooldown, and if you're, then you got nothing left, essentially. They're going to kill you at some point. Med pack and stealth, and then roll the hell out of there. The med pack's important to save with the stealth because you get your health back pretty good, so that when you pop out of stealth, if you have a dot on you or whatever, you're going to pop out of stealth, but at least you have some health back to you. And then you can kind of start the process over again. So that's just how I do it on my operative. It sounds more complicated than it is, and it takes some practice, but I don't waste cooldowns, I don't waste defensive things, and I don't burn them straight away. I've gone an entire little part of that, a little focus, without actually using any of them. I just heal through it if they're stupid. So basically, when you're getting focused as a healer, the first thing you have to pay attention to is if they're dumb. On operative, it's a little easier to do because you don't have a lot of casts that you're getting off, so you can test stupidity by, if you're getting focused, by interrupts. If they're not interrupting you, then do that. On every other class, here's what you do. Mercs, pop your own Kokoto shell on yourself and then start shooting them with rapid shots, because it'll proc your sting, obviously. Save your med pack, do a knockback straight away. So the main thing with all the classes, you want to get separation. Do a knockback, hit your override, and get out of there. Keep heals on yourself, keep Koto missile on yourself, run to a group and Koto missile to group to get your heal numbers up and then keep the heals going. Or Koto probe, whatever it is, Koto cloud, I think, on the commando. Stun them. You want to stun them straight away if they're still on you. And then if all else fails, med pack, and then just running around like a maniac, and you're probably going to die. But so with the Mando and Merc, I straight away hit myself with my Koto shell, drop some heals on myself. You do have a couple instances that if they're off cooldown you can use. I run from them a little bit to get some separation. If they come back to me, I'll stun them, get more heals off. If they break the stun, I'll try if at all possible to get a CC off, but it's hard to do because that gets interrupted. So I'll try to get a CC off, and then from there you kind of just call it a day and run around, get your heals off, and run to the group. You can still do a lot of heals on any class. You can still defend yourself pretty well on the Merc and Mando, but remember to use your Koto shell first. You can use your other shield kind of in the middle of all of that madness. Once you kind of last resort, you have Koto, the heal that you have, the heal over time that you can pop, the cooldown. Use that kind of late. Use your shield and the Koto heal, that I forgot what it's called right now. Use those late. Use those as the last resort. You have stuns, you have knockbacks, you have a Koto missile, you have an instant heal. You have the rapid heals on yourself that do really well. So do all of those things, but don't waste them. Work out a pattern, but don't waste them. Run to the groups, all the things we've talked about. Sage and Sorks, and I've talked too long about operatives, so I only have a couple minutes. For Sage and Sorks, it's a little more frustrating, honestly, but what you have works. You have the first thing you want to do is get separation. The first thing you want to do is do a knockback. So knockback everybody off of you. If you immediately got burned low, use a med pack. Save yourself heal for last. With Sage and Sorks, you want to save the self heal for last, not the med pack. So use your med pack first when you decide you want to heal. You have Resurgence. You have the one heal on the Sage that procs your buff. Hit that immediately. Try to get Innervate on yourself. Hit Polarity Shift. Innervate on yourself with Recklessness with any of the cooldowns you have on the Sage. Hit all that immediately, because what you're trying to do is build the stack of Force Surge, or I think it's Noble Sacrifice. Whatever it's called on the Sage that helps you, speed up your AoE cast. So, knockback, stun them if you can, med pack, all your cooldowns, innervate, healing trance, whatever it is, because you want to get those stacks so that you get an instant AoE heal. Once you get your instant AoE heal, you're going to be good for a little bit to cycle through against some of the heals. You're going to die a little quicker than the rest of them, but if you can do all those things in that order, you will get your instant AoE heal, and hopefully you're running to the group and you cast your instant AoE on the group. From there, you can do your knockback, might come back off again. Start healing yourself, casting on yourself. You're going to get interrupted here and there, and at the very last resort, what you want to do is use your big self-heal ability. All those tips should hopefully give you a little more life, should hopefully give you a little more chance to kind of fight things off. The main thing to do is don't panic. Hope this helps. I hope you're doing well. I have 5 seconds. Thanks for all the support. I appreciate it, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Take care.